The relation between art and religion is one of the most difficult questions that we have to face. We look back into the past and see art and religion emerging hand in hand from the dim recesses of prehistory. For many centuries, they seem to remain indissolubly linked. And then, in Europe, about 500 years ago, the first signs of a definite breach appear. It widens, and with the High Renaissance, we have an art essentially free and independent, individualistic in its origins, and aiming to express nothing beyond the artist's own personality. The history of Western art since the Renaissance is checkered and discordant. At times we think that the highest point has been reached in some particular masterpiece. At times, there seems to be no art at all. And finally, we begin to think that there can be no great art, or great periods of art, without an intimate link between art and religion. Even where great artists have created their masterpieces in apparent isolation from any religious faith, the more closely we look into their lives, the more likely we are to discover the presence of what we can only call religious sensibility. Nevertheless, I think it would be too hasty to conclude that the connection between art and religion is inevitable and necessary. It depends, of course, on what we mean by art and what we mean by religion. The essential element in the artist, the only element we can certainly never dispense with, is a modicum of sensibility. We need not be afraid to call it sensuality. In the art of primitive man, as in his religion, it is this element which is worked on. The difficulty at this stage is to make any separation between art and religion.